name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have a friend, a theologian, a priest and a theologian in England, and I was listening to a podcast that he did, and he was telling us a story. And this story really went home to me, to my heart, and it spoke to me in a very simple way of the hope and the blessing of Christmas. It opened it up for me. My great desire tonight is that by God's grace, somehow I should be able to convey to you the hope and the blessing of Christmas. Or better yet, that I would be able to put into plain and simple words the feeling of hope and blessing that we all cherish deep in our hearts. Instinctively, intuitively, comes almost unbidden. It's down there. And it wells up as we gather together once again to hear this familiar story, this story that has meant so much to so many for so many years, that has meant so much to so many for so many years. We heard it tonight. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. And even in our time, in which cynicism and the denial of objective truth, eternal truths, when those things have been brought to a fever pitch, maybe that's the right way to think about it. A fever pitch. Even in a time such as ours, in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears, fears that are irrepressible and hopes that are irrepressible, that well up from the bottom of the human heart, are met in thee tonight. So here's the story that I heard. It's a story about a Church of England bishop. I wish I could remember his name, but I can't. It's a Church of England bishop. He's currently serving. And he was visiting the Holy Land. And he went to Bethlehem, and he went to the Church of the Holy Nativity. This is the traditional place of the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ. And underneath that church, there's a grotto, the Grotto of the Nativity. It's a kind of a cave. And in the middle of the floor of that cave, directly underneath the altar above, there's a silver star, has 14 points, and inscribed around the edge of it in Latin, "Here Jesus Christ was born to the Virgin Mary." So the bishop was standing there. It was unusual because it was usually very crowded with people, and it was a time when there weren't very many people there. He was pretty much alone. He was contemplating the star, and he felt suddenly overwhelmed with failure and unworthiness. What a mess we've made of the world. What a mess the church is. What a mess we are. And he thought to himself, what have we done with this gift? And he said to himself with great longing, oh, only if we could start again. Only if we could begin again. And he knelt down to pray, and he heard a voice. Now, my friend knows this man quite well. So he's a good and godly man, but he's not the kind of man that hears voices. But he heard a voice. And this is what the voice said. But you can start over. But you can start over. That's why I've come. You can start over. That's why I've come. The child whose birth we celebrate tonight grew up. He began his ministry. The word of the miracles and the miraculous wisdom went out, and people were drawn to him. One of them was one of the leaders of the people of Israel from the strict sect a Pharisee. His name was Nicodemus. And he came to Jesus by night. He was hopeful, but he didn't want to be thought a fool. He was curious, but he was cautious. He was ambivalent. He had doubts. But he also had an irrepressible longing. Longing that comes upon us from time to time, and particularly at this time. He longed for a new beginning for himself, and he longed for a new beginning for his people. And he dared not to hope. And he began to talk to Jesus about it. And Jesus said to him that what you're looking for, you can have. It's a gift. It comes from above. There is a new beginning. There is a new birth. A new beginning, a new birth for you, for me, for our world. It's a gift. It comes from above. It's a very costly gift, a gift which requires an immense and mysterious sacrifice, a cross-shaped sacrifice. But it's a gift, and it can be received or it can be rejected. No ear may hear his coming. But in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. When you were baptized, or when you will be baptized, you were given this gift of a new beginning. And every time we receive communion, it's an opportunity to claim this gift for ourselves once again, and to be strengthened by him who's come down that he might make us new and raise us up. Child for us sinners, poor and in a manger. Who could not love him? Who could not love him, loving us so dearly? Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.